Good evening, children. You are listening to Rajarata Guru Kethara English program. I am Ms. Dulani De Silva. Children, usually we have our lessons on Wednesdays and Saturdays. So, I think today is the last day of our lessons in the year 2021. Grade 6, 7, 8 and 9 children, get ready for your lesson today. Dayabara Duve Pute, අදත් මම ඔබට අලුත් පාඩමක් ගෙන එන්න සූදානම්. Children, today I thought of doing a different kind of activity. Now, I am going to act out a simple story in your pupils' book. I selected grade 6 story first. Children, listen attentively. Before relating the story, I am going to give you some questions. First, write down them. Then, listen to the story carefully and find answers for the questions.
Dayabara Duve Pute, Mama Adha Obata, Sarala Kathandara Kihipayak Kiyadimata Soodanam. Palamuwa, Oba, Eyata Adala Prashna Kihipayak Liyaganna. Devanuwa, Mema Kathandara Walata Savadanawa Savandi, Ewata Adala Pilithuru Soyanna.
At the end of the lesson, I am going to tell the answers. I am going to discuss the answers with you. Children, let's write down these questions first. Okay, number one, what is the title of the story? What is the title of the story? Title, T-I-T-L-E, title. What is the title of the story? Number two, name the characters in the story. Name the characters in the story. Name, N-A-M-E, name the characters in the story. Number three, what did Andare see in the royal garden? What did Andare see in the royal garden? What did Andare, Andare, it's a name. So, you have to begin with the capital letter Andare, A-N-D-A-R-E. What did Andare see in the royal garden? Royal, R-O-Y-A-L, garden, G-A-R-D-E-N. What did Andare see in the royal garden? Was Andare innocent or tricky? Was Andare innocent or tricky? Was Andare innocent? I-N-N-O-C-E-N-T, tricky, T-R-I-C-K-Y. Here you have to write only a simple answer, one word answer, yes or no. Was Andare innocent or tricky? Next one, who helped Andare to play the trick? Who helped Andare, H-E-L-P-E-D, who helped Andare to play the trick? Trick. T-R-I-C-K. What were they on the mat? What were they on the mat? What were, W-E-R-E, what were they on the mat? The last one, was the king happy or sad at the end? Was the king happy or sad at the end? Okay, children, now listen to the story attentively and find the answers. I am going to read this story only once, so listen carefully. Sugar or sand? Andare is the jester of the royal palace. One day, he goes to meet the king at the palace. May you live long, my lord and my queen. I was expecting you, Andare. It's a fine day, isn't it? Andare, shall we go for a walk in the royal garden? Yes, my lord, if you please. What's on the mat, your majesty? Andare, this is a kind of white sand. The royal gardener has put it there to dry. Well, well, this is not white sand, it's sugar. If only I could taste it, I must play a trick. After a while, my lord, please permit me to leave now. Yes, you may.
Andare at home. Son, I'm going to the palace again. As I told you, come to the palace crying and tell me that your mom died. All right, father. Andare at the palace. May you live long, your majesty. I hope you enjoyed your lunch, my lord. My lord, here comes my son. Oh, he looks so sad. Why are you crying, my son? Oh, father, our mother died. I can't live without her. What shall we do now? I'm heartbroken. Who will take care of us now? What's the use of my life now? Let's see this sand. I too want to die. Okay, children, this is the end of the story. Dayabara duwe puthe, then api diyathi prashna walata pilithuru soyamu. Okay, children, tell me, what is the title of the story? Can you remember the title of the story? That is Sugar or Sand. S-U-G-A-R, sugar or sand. S-A-N-D, sand. Sugar or sand. Then, what is the next one? What are the characters in the story? Can you remember the characters in the story? Who was the first one you meet? That is Jester. Jester, Kavatiya, J-E-S-T-E-R, Jester. Then you meet the king. The king, Rajatuma. Jester, king. And you meet queen also, Q-U-E-E-N. Finally, you meet son of the jester. Son of the jester. Okay, then tell me, what did Andare see in the royal garden? What did Andare see in the royal garden? There was a mat. There was a mat. T-H-E-R-E-W-A-S. There was a mat. M-A-T, mat. Then, answer for the next one. Was Andare innocent or tricky? Yes, we all know. Andare is tricky. Andare is tricky. He is not innocent. What was there on the mat? What was there on the mat? Yes, there was sugar. S-U-G-A-R, sugar. Was the king happy or sad? Yes, the king was happy. He was not sad about the tricks of Andare. King was happy. Okay, children, next I selected a story from grade 9. That is somewhat lengthy. As we did earlier, let's write down the questions first. For this also, I selected some simple questions for you. It is easy for you to listen carefully and find the answers for these. Okay, children, write down the first one. What is the title of the story? Now it is easy to find. What is the title of the story? That is number one. Number two, write two good qualities of the king. Write two good qualities of the king. Were the people happy about the king? Were the people happy about the king? Were, W-E-R-E, were the people, P-E-O-P-L-E, were the people happy about the king? For this also, you have to write one single word, yes or no. The next one, what happened to the king? What happened to the king? Why was the king lazy? Why was the king lazy? Why? W-H-Y. Why was the king lazy? There are three reasons for this. You have to find all these three reasons. Why was the king lazy? Did the wise man come to the palace? Did the wise man come to the palace to treat the king? Did the wise man, W-I-S-E, wise man, did the wise man come to the palace to treat? Come to the palace, P-A-L-A-C-E, come to the palace to treat, T-R-E-A-T, the king. Did the wise man come to the palace to treat the king? For this one also you have to write only one single answer, one single word for the answer. What is the condition given by the wise man for the king? What is the condition? What is the condition? C-O-N-D-I-T-I-O-N. What was the condition given by the wise man? Given by the wise man for the king. Next one. Did the king agree? Did the king agree? A-G-R-E-E. Did the king agree? Next one. How many days did the king walk from his palace to the hut? How many days? How, H-O-W, many, M-A-N-Y, how many days did the king, did the king walk, W-A-L-K, walk from the palace to his hut? Was the king unhappy and unhealthy at the end? Was the king unhappy and unhealthy at the end? Okay, the last one. What's the message given by this story? What's the message given by this story? Okay, children, now listen carefully and find the answers. Okay, children, now enjoy the story. Don't forget to write the answers. Dayabaraduwe putte, then obata mema kathawa rasawindinna puluwan. Prashnawata pilithuru liyanna amathak karanna epa. Once there was a kind and generous king. He looked after his people well. His people, in return, loved him and worked hard to build the country. Their country was very prosperous. Long live the king. Our king is very just and honest. I like him a lot. So do I. We are lucky to have such a great king. Of course we are. Unfortunately, as time passed, the king became lazy. He ate a lot of unhealthy food and wasted his time on trivial things. He hated doing routine exercises usually expected of kings. Soon, he became overweight and fell sick often. The king, who had once been active and energetic, was now lethargic and unhappy. Oh, it's so hard to walk. I feel really tired. It looks like our king has become a real lazy bones. I'm worried about his majesty's health. So am I. Doesn't he listen to anybody? No, he doesn't. One day, Your Majesty, a wise man has come to our country. He claims he can cure any sickness. That's good. Ask him to come to the palace. Can you please come to the palace to see our king who's not well? I'm sorry, I can't. If king comes to me, I can cure him. But you have to make sure that he walks the way here, otherwise treatments won't work. Next day, the king visited the wise man. It was a long walk to the wise man's house. Can you cure me? Yes, I can, but I need to find a rare herb to prepare the cure for you. Could you please come tomorrow? Do you want me to walk all this way again? Yes. Don't worry, my medicine will soon make you better. One other thing, Your Majesty, you how to eat more fruit and vegetables and cut down on sugar. It will speed up your recovery. For 30 days, the wise man made the king walk from the palace to his hut, saying on each day that he had not yet found the herb for the cure. Gradually, with all the exercise, the king began to lose weight and feel better. On the 31st day, "Are you feeling any better now, our majesty?"
"Yes, I am. I've lost a lot of weight and I can move easily now."
"Your majesty, your unhealthy lifestyle made you ill and unhappy. All your riches will be useless if you are not healthy."
"Yes, indeed. The greatest wealth is health. Thank you for making me realize it."
Okay, children, let's discuss the answers now. Dayabraduwe puthe, den api mema dee yathi prashna walata pilithura saakatcha karamu. Yes, children, can you remember the title of this story?
Yes, The Greatest Wealth.
The Greatest Wealth. Greatest, G-R-E-A-T-E-S-T. Greatest Wealth. W-E-A-L-T-H. Do you know the meaning of wealth?
Dhanaya.
The Greatest Wealth. That is the title of the story. Children, can you remember two words to describe the king?
Yes.
Kind and generous. Kind, K-I-N-D, generous, G-E-N-E-R-O-U-S. At the beginning, he was kind and generous. Once there was a kind and generous king. Yes, those are the two words which you can use to describe the king. Kind and generous. Yes, children, then tell me what are the three reasons for his laziness. Why was the king lazy? I told you that there are three answers for this.
Yes, children, can you tell me the answers?
The king became lazy. He ate a lot of unhealthy food. That is one of the reasons. He ate a lot of unhealthy food. Unhealthy, U-N-H-E-A-L-T-H-Y. He ate a lot of unhealthy food. That is one reason. Let's find the other two. And wasted his time on trivial things. That is the second reason for his laziness. Wasted, W-A-S-T-E-D, wasted his time on trivial things. Trivial, T-R-I-V-I-A-L, things, T-H-I-N-G-S. Then can you tell me the last reason for his laziness?
Yes.
He hated doing routine exercises usually expected of kings.
Yes,
he hated doing, D-O-I-N-G, routine exercises, R-O-U-T-I-N-E, routine exercises. That is also enough. Then can you remember the three reasons for his laziness? First one, he ate a lot of unhealthy food. Next, he wasted his time on trivial things. The last answer for that, he hated doing routine exercises. Then answer for the next one. Did the wise man agree to come to the palace?
No, he didn't agree.
What did he ask the king to do?
Yes,
he asked the king to walk to his hut.
Walk.
Paiyenga vidanga enna kiyala thamma kiyuwene ed asked to walk to the hut. Did the king agree?
Yes, the king agreed.
Then answer for the next one. How many days did the king walk to his hut?
Yes,
for 30 days. For 30 days, he
walk from palace to his hut. What happened to the king at the end? Was he unhealthy and unhappy? No. He lost a lot of weight and he became healthy and happy. What is the message given by the story? Yes, the greatest wealth is health. හොඳම ධනය කියන්නේ නිරෝගීකම. The greatest wealth is health. Okay, children, I think that you enjoyed the two stories well. Okay, children, let's move to another story. All right, children, I selected the last stories also from grade 6 pupils book. You may have heard this story. This is also a fable taken from folk tales. All right, children, now write down these questions first before listening to the last story. Okay, first one, what is the title of the story? What is the title of the story? What is the title of the story? The second one, name the characters in the story. Name the characters in the story. Next one, where did they live? Where did they live? Next one, who was active? Who was active? A-C-T-I-V-E, who was active? The last one, who was lazy? Who was lazy? L-A-Z-Y. The last one, what is the message given by the story? What is the message given by the story? Okay, children, now listen to the story attentively and find the answers also. Okay, children, now listen to the story carefully. Once upon a time, there was an ant and a grasshopper. They lived in a grassy meadow. It was the summer time. The ant worked all day long. It carried food. The ant was tired, but it went far away to find food. The grasshopper laughed at the ant. Why can't you rest? Why do you work so hard, the ant? This is summer, the grasshopper said. Come, let's enjoy. Just dance with me. The ant did not listen to the grasshopper. It ignored the grasshopper. The ant did not listen to the grasshopper. It ignored the grasshopper. Don't waste this chance, dear ant, said the grasshopper. No, it's you who waste time, dear grasshopper. Soon the summer will end and you will have to repent of your laziness. The ant was right. Summer vanished. Autumn and winter came next. The days were cold, not hot. Snow began to fall. It was freezing. The grasshopper could not sing. It was very hungry. But there was nothing to eat. Where shall I go now? Who will help me? The grasshopper went to the ant. All day long I worked hard. You wasted your time, said the ant. I am hungry and cold. Give me something to eat, said the grasshopper. So the ant gave some food. That day, grasshopper learnt a lesson. It is prepare today for the needs of tomorrow. All right, children, I am ready to read the story once again. Listen carefully. First time I forgot to tell you the title of the story. Now listen to the story once again and find the title of the story too. The Ant and the Grasshopper. The Ant and the Grasshopper. Once upon a time, there was an ant and a grasshopper. They lived in a grassy meadow. It was the summer time. The ant worked all day long. It carried food. The ant was tired, but it went far away to find food.
The grasshopper laughed at the ant. "Why can't you rest? Why do you work so hard, dear ant?" "This is summer," the grasshopper said. "Come, let's enjoy. Just dance with me." The ant did not listen to the grasshopper. It ignored the grasshopper. "Don't waste this chance, dear ant," said the grasshopper. "No, it's you who waste the time, dear grasshopper. Soon the summer will end and you will have to repent of your laziness." The ant was right. Summer vanished. Autumn and winter came next. The days were cold, not hot. Snow began to fall. It was freezing. The grasshopper could not sing. It was very hungry. But there was nothing to eat. "Where shall I go now? Who will help me?" The grasshopper went to the ant. "All day long I worked hard." "You wasted your time," said the ant. "I'm hungry and cold. Give me something to eat," said the grasshopper. So the ant gave some food. That day, grasshopper learnt a lesson. It is, prepare today for the needs of tomorrow. Alright children, did you enjoy the story?
Dayabara duwe puthe, oba dan mema kathandara rasawindada?
Api dan prashnawata pilithura saakatcha karamu. Let's discuss the answers. Children, can you remember the title of the story? Yes, The Ant and the Grasshopper. The Ant, T-G-A-N-T, The Ant, and A-N-T, The Grasshopper, G-R-A-S-S-H-O-P-P-E-R. G-R-A-S-S-H-O-P-P-E-R. The Ant and the Grasshopper. So it is easy to answer the next one. What are the characters in the story? Yes, the ant and the grasshopper. The ant and the grasshopper. They are the two characters in this story. Then can you tell me who was active and who was lazy? Yes, the ant was active and the grasshopper was lazy. The ant was active and the grasshopper was lazy.
Kumbhiya tama kadisara neda?
Then who was lazy? Kammali une kawuda? Grasshopper. Tanakola petta. Then during the winter who was hungry? Yes, the grasshopper was hungry. Who gave food? Who gave food to him? Yes, the ant gave food to him. Then can you tell me what is the message or the lesson learnt by the story? What is the message given at the end of the story? Yes, prepare today for the needs of tomorrow. Prepare, P-R-E-P-A-R-E, prepare today, T-O-D-A-Y, for the needs of tomorrow. Today, T-O-D-A-Y, for the needs, N-E-E-D-S, needs of tomorrow, T-O-M-O-R-R-O-W. Okay, children, now I think that you enjoyed this story well. Children, I like to assign you a work. Whatever the story you read, hear or watch, you can find answers for these. Please take your writing book and write down these questions. Then you can write an essay, you can do a speech on the topic, my favorite story or my favorite storybook. You can write down these first. The first one, number one, what is the title? What is the title? Whatever the story you read, you can find the title of the story, or whatever the film you watch, you can find the title of the story. Then number two, what are the characters in the story? What are the characters in the story? Number one, what is the title of the story? Number two, what are the characters in the story? Even you can write, how many characters are there in this story? How many characters are there in this story? What is the title of the story?
What are the characters in the story? How many characters are there in the story?
Then you can write, what is the main character?
What is the main character? Pradhana charithaya kumakda?
Then,
what is your favorite character?
What is your favorite character?
And you can write, why do you like that character?
Why do you like that character?
You can write your own answer. Because he or she is funny. Because he or she is good. You can find any answer for that. Then write.
Finally, you can write, how was the story?
How was the story? Was the story interesting? Was the story funny? Was the story sad? You can write whatever it is. At least write 2 or 3 points about the story.
Then as a habit, you can collect information and write down them in your writing book.
All right, children. Now I am going to wind up today's lesson.
Children, I think that you enjoyed our lessons well.
Children, I like to end today's lesson using the message given by the last story. Can you remember the message given by the last story?
Yes. Prepare today for the needs of tomorrow.
Prepare today for the needs of tomorrow.
What do you mean by that?
ඔබේ අනාගතයේ අවශ්‍යතා වෙනුවෙන් අදම සූදානම් වන්න.
ඔබේ අනාගතයේ අවශ්‍යතා වෙනුවෙන් අදම සූදානම් වන්න.
එය ඔබට පිටුවහලක් වේවි.
Okay children, I wish you all a very happy new year.
Goodbye children.